Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Each week, Bragg Ann Arbor invites guests on our show to showcase what's going on in the world of building and remodeling. And this is one of my favorite segments here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, because I love houses. I love homes. I love looking at people's homes. I love to see how they're built. And today, it's the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. These are high school students who are actually building a home again this year. They couldn't do it last year because of COVID. And we've got four great students along with their instructor with us as we welcome Mark Valsheen from the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. He is their lead instructor. Mark, what happened last year? How on earth did you run this program last year when you couldn't build a house?
Well, Lucy, we improvised.
So you did virtual, right? Everyone was virtual.
Yeah, it was a unique year for everybody, but we tried to break down what was important in the program and make it kind of as interactive as possible. And then Coach G and myself would either do demonstrations for the students or even attend other sites from our great builders here in Ann Arbor and then be able to showcase what it would look like as a finished product. So the theory was there, but the practical hands-on experience, which all of our students come for, unfortunately, we could not provide.
Was last year the very first time that you actually couldn't build a house? And how many houses have you built through this program throughout the years?
That last year would have been our 51st home. And yes, it's the first home in our 51 years that we did not complete a house.
My goodness. So this year technically is your 52nd year, but your 51st home.
Correct.
Incredible program. How does this program work? Because I think people that are new to the community might not realize students in high school are able to build a home. So how does that happen?
So all five high schools are eligible to, all students from all five high schools are eligible to apply for the program. And we select the team and the school. It's 3 hours of their day. So we have a morning class and an afternoon class. Our morning class is made up of our Pioneer and Skyline students. And in the afternoon, we have our Huron and our community students this year. And they get 3 hours of their workday with us to construct a home from the ground up.
Well, my alma mater is Huron High School, so I am so glad that I have four students to talk to from Huron High School today. They are all seniors this year: Rachel Gowell, Emma Sutton, Kyron White, and Racine Valenti. So let's get a chance to find out what they are doing with this house. Rachel, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about the work that you are doing on this home.
So I was obviously in the program last year, but we didn't do any in-person learning, so it's all virtual. So this year I'm very glad that we get to be in person, because I really feel like I lost an opportunity last year because I didn't get to go do in person. And most years returning students, you know, kind of get to lead the program more, and obviously we don't have that experience, so we're all still learning it too with the first years. So
I'm sure you're doing a great job. I'm sure you're doing a great job. So what kinds of work have you done on this particular home? What has your role been in this?
Yeah, so in the beginning of the year, we got team leaders, and I was one of them. And I was nervous about that at first, but I feel like I really got into the role, and I got to assess my group members. We did a weekly grading system where we would evaluate ourselves and then the team leader. So I would take my members and I would grade them. If I agreed with how they were grading themselves or if I didn't agree, I could either mark them down or I could mark them up. So that got me out of my comfort zone a bit, but I think it was a really good experience because it got me more in a leadership role, which I don't tend to put myself into.
But now you've got that experience because of the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. That is phenomenal. Rachel Gowell. So Emma Sutton, I know that Emma, right now, that home that you're building in the Kirkway subdivision over on the west side of Ann Arbor, it's just off of Jackson Stabler, that you guys are in the framing process right now. And tell me a little bit about the kinds of things you've been doing.
Yeah, so we just finished the second floor of framing. So we learned all about how to lay out the wood to make walls and lift them. And so we did that for the first floor and the second floor. And so we did the exterior walls and the interior walls, which is just different by how wide the wood is. And then currently we are working on doing framing, or not framing, but working with metal studs in the basement which is slightly different, but we just started learning about that this week. And it's a bit different in, obviously it's metal, but it's still similar in what we did with the wood. So that was nice that we could connect that to what we learned in the wood framing for the metal.
Emma, I know that all of the students we're talking with today have been in the program last year as well. But before you started with the program, did you know anything about the home building industry at all?
I didn't know anything about the industry. I mean, I just knew that the construction workers, you know, working on, you know, roads, that's what I saw the most often, especially in Michigan. but I didn't really know any of the specifics like masonry or like, you know, framing and plumbing and anything like that. So
what drew you to this?
Well, I'm thinking about studying architecture in college. And so I was like, this would be a good first step, you know, to learn basics about putting a house together. And also for whenever I'm a home builder in the future, I'll be able to take care of a house myself instead of having to hire someone else to do it for me.
Incredible. Mark Valchin, the lead instructor for these students. Mark, is this a program that is duplicated across the country? Or is this something unusual that we have had the good fortune of having for 52 years here in the Washtenaw County community?
Well, there's many versions of a construction tech or home building throughout the country. What makes our home building program so unique is that it's the perfect marriage between the schools and industry. So the actual program is a 503C nonprofit corporation, and then the schools partnered up with our board of directors 52 years ago and created the project. So the house, the business decisions, selling of the house, everything is decided upon by a board of directors that does everything for free and basically for lunch once a month. And the school provides, you know, the educational training of the instructor and the assistant and all the students to create the program.
So you have the support of many people in the industry, from builders to bankers to realtors to you name it, to really make sure that everything's being done correctly.
Yeah, many of those that are building in Ann Arbor are on our board.
That's wonderful. Well, let's meet two more students we have. The next one is Kyron White. Kyron, also a senior at Ann Arbor Huron High School. Kyron, great to have you with us. And we'd love to hear a little bit more about the specifics of what you've been doing on the job site and what you've been learning. Can you describe that for us?
So, yeah, basically, I've been a team leader too. So, yeah, I've been very focusing on leading my team. Yeah, leading my team and, you know, connecting with my peers and just, you know, trying to learn more while going on working on this house and, you know, learning more, getting better with my experience with this stuff.
Has there been anything that surprised you along the way as you build this house that you didn't realize what went into the building of a house?
Yeah, a lot of math, a lot of, like, things that, you know, I have hard times with, but, you know, I just got to keep pushing forward and keep working on it to get better at it and stuff.
What would you like to do then when you graduate high school? What are your goals?
My goals is I'm going to college for construction management. That's what I'm looking for.
Excellent. Also with us is Racine Valenti. Racine is a 12th grader as well. Great to have you join us. And if you could elaborate a little bit on your role with this project.
So we were all team leaders, me as well. It was nice to be put into that leadership role, because when I get out of high school, I'd like to eventually get my own company, my own business, own it, and be the boss. So
you're nice. And you're already the boss, aren't you? Being a team leader.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great. How is that when you're being the boss of your fellow peer students? Sometimes that can be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, it's nice learning how to interact with people, because there's a way to do it that people will listen to you without being like condescending and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're considered your peers as equal.
Wonderful. So I know that this is a two-story house. I mentioned it's in the Kirkway subdivision over on Ann Arbor's west side, just off of Jackson and Stabler. Can you describe a particular room or something that you think is going to be really unique about this house? Because not only do you guys build this house, but it is going to go for sale. And generally, the houses built by you student builders get snapped up in a heartbeat. So kind of do a little sales job for us, all four of you today, if you could, and tell us what's special about this house. Think about that prospective buyer out there. Racine?
Yeah. The first thing that comes to mind is in the kitchen, there's a very big window right in the middle of the house. So I think it's going to be very nice to have that open with the foyer and everything like that.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Chiron, what do you think might be something that a home buyer would really love?
I believe the upstairs and one of the rooms, the main room. I believe the room is going to look very nice once it's finished.
The master bedroom upstairs?
Yeah, the master bedroom.
Ah, nice retreat then you're making. How about Emma and Rachel? Emma, what are some of the focal points for you in this home?
To add on to what Chiron was saying, the master bedroom will have a master bathroom attached to it. And then over the garage, we're actually going to add a walk-in closet so that will connect to the bathroom that I think will be a nice perk to add to the house.
These are all the amenities that buyers are looking for. And Rachel, anything in particular that you can think of?
Yes, actually. I think one of my favorite rooms and also probably a homeowner's favorite aspect is going to be that it has a finished basement and there's actually a bedroom and a full bathroom down there. So that's like really cool. And
that is excellent. So how many bedrooms altogether, including the basement one?
So it's 5 bedrooms and it's 3.5 bathrooms.
Wow. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. That is going to be incredible. Mark, how much do you expect this house to sell for right now? It is definitely a seller's market.
Well, Team 50's house, since we didn't build last year, sold for just south of $500,000. And so it's been a year and a half, so we're predicting that their house will actually market for just north of $500,000.
My goodness.
And so that will be the highest sale price of any home built by our program. And the house is the largest house of any program in the nation that we're aware of that students build in 1 year.
How many students all total are involved in this?
This year we have about 28.
28 students, and then they're joined by some people in the trades. Is that correct?
Yeah, so our students own 100% of the carpentry, so all the rough framing and finish framing. And then they also tackle the siding on the house, 100% of their ownership. And then we bring in the trades, the other trades, to help out. And so when we do that, the students still have ownership of it. So, for instance, our electrical contractor will bring in 3 electrical techs, 1 for each floor, and then we'll have 4 students on each floor.
So they're learning. They're learning.
So they're still hands-on.
That is what a phenomenal program. I just love this. So are you paying the trades when they come in? How does that aspect work?
Yes, we pay the trades, but some of them give us breaks in terms of that. We also have some suppliers that that provide supplies for a discounted rate. So that's helpful.
And all the money is poured right back into you getting more land and putting in for everything you need to build homes. This just keeps it going, right?
Correct. There nobody besides the tradesmen that are here are paid. All of our board members and all of the decision making, even our president of construction who pulls the permits and helps manage the whole project. Everybody does it gratis.
We only have a quick minute left, Mark. I want you to put in a plug for the fact that you're looking for more home sites. You only have 3 more sites that you own currently, which means in the next 3 years, you're going to need to get some more land.
Yeah, so it's kind of go time for the program, and the community is where we're down to our last 3 lots here in the Kirkway of Sayo subdivision. And if we bought raw land, it will take us about 3 years to develop it. So if we don't find land that will work for the program currently, then after this year, we'll be looking for sites to partner up with local builders or anybody in the community that is willing to partner up with the program.
Oh, if you have land and you'd like to talk with the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program, you can go online to aastudentbuilders.org, aastudentbuilders.org. Our thanks to their lead instructor, Mark Valsheen. By the way, you mentioned the G man earlier, and that's Grant Welch, your assistant instructor. Just such a marvelous program all the way around. And a big thank you to my seniors from Huron High School, Rachel Gowell, Emma Sutton, Chiron White, and Racine Valenti. We wish you kids well. Can't wait to walk through your new home when it's completed in spring. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Wonderful to meet you. And you're listening to Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station. For more information about the Builders and Remodelers, go to BraggAnnArbor.com. This is 1290 WLBY.